You're in the mix with Bart Cop Radio.
Smack my bitch up.
Smack my bitch up.
Smack my bitch up.
Another bit I'd like to get into, actually I'd like to get into it every week because it's short. On the Whore Capital Gang, they each have about 90 seconds to get into an issue, and that's about how long my attention span lasts. So it's always a little fun to do some battle with these four idiots when they talk about their outrage of the week. And when they talk about the outrage of the week, I think they're talking about each other.
Right-wing religious leaders charge the fight over a few judges is all about faith. In an audio tape of a private meeting with Jim Dobson and other evangelical zealots obtained by the Los Angeles Times, the real agenda surfaces as they vow to, quote, shake up squishy, end quote, Republicans like Maine Senators Snow and Collins and Chuck Hagel. And they want Congress to just, quote, defund, end quote, courts they don't like. Quote, Congress can simply disenfranchise a court, end quote, declares Dobson. So much for the framers' notion of three independent branches of government.
But somehow you just know when James Dobson dies or retires, Al Hunt's going to do 20 minutes on what a great guy he was, and then Novak's going to talk about how much fun he was in a Santa suit. And isn't it funny how when someone like Dobson gets exposed on national television, wouldn't you think that the truly religious people, the people who are just scared and simple and weak, who just want to believe in a higher power to help them get through the day because they can't make it on their own. They just can't. They need something, a rabbit's foot, a lucky number. They just need something to help them because they can't make it on their own. And then when they see their hero, Dobson, exposed as a liar and a fraud and a fuck-up, well, that's okay. They just mail him another check again next week. Kind of like, well, no reason to go there.
The leftist MoveOn.org has another batch of nasty radio ads.
Whoa, whoa, whoa there, Prince of Darkness. You're saying MoveOn.org is a really nasty organization? Hey, Bob, you a gambling man? I am. You want to gamble, Bob? Here's what I propose. Why don't we give you 30 days to search the entire history of MoveOn.org for the very worst, say, 5 minutes they've ever done in their history. And tell you what I'll do. I'll take May, I don't have a calendar in front of me, let's say May, Cinco de Mayo is, I think, a Wednesday or Thursday. So we'll take, I'll take Limbaugh's second hour from 15 minutes after to 20 minutes after, and I'll bet $1,000 that whatever Rush says, well, of course, now word could get back to him, but I'll bet whatever Rush says in those 5 minutes is worse than anything MoveOn.org has said in their history. You're a lying piece of shit, Bob Novak. Talk about how mean and terrible and awful and nasty MoveOn.org. Hey, asshole, have you ever heard of talk radio? Do you own a radio, asshole? Do you own a television with Fox News on it? Do you want to talk about nasty and vile and a pack of bullshit lies? Good God, Novak, is your tongue black?
Attacking 10 Republicans, as usual, and not as usual, one respected Democrat, House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer of Maryland. He joined 72 other House Democrats voting for a bankruptcy reform that requires everybody to pay his bills.
Novak, what a whore. You remember about a few months ago, Bob, how you broke your hip? Well, gee, Bob, let's say you were 40 years old and had 7 kids and your wife didn't work. Let's say you had a couple of sick kids and you didn't have your $1 billion portfolio and your several $1 million a year job at CNN lying. Let's say you were a working man. Let's say you were a roofer and you fell off the roof and broke your hip and you couldn't work. Let's say for a year. Let's say they said it a little funny and you couldn't work for a year. You deadbeat son of a bitch. You should lose your house. You should lose your cars. You and your wife and your kids should be pushed out into the street and then thrown into debtor's prison, Bob, because you don't want to pay your bills. You son of a bitch. You are so rich you don't even know what paying your bills means. Typical Republican. I got mine. Fuck the other guy.
MoveOn.org attacked Congressman Hoyer as a tool of the bankers.
Anybody who voted for that bankruptcy bill is a tool of the bankers. Anybody who voted for that bankruptcy bill should be damned ashamed of themselves, and that includes everybody, including Hillary Clinton. I don't know if she voted for or not, but if she did, shame on you, Hillary. Shame on you. It might put you in a better position to run for office, and I understand, and I've fought for that position for a while, that Hillary is unlike anybody else in the Senate. And when she takes a position, because she's like a jockey, she's got to be in a position to run and win come the middle of 08. But anybody that voted for that, shame, shame, shame. Kicking a little guy in the teeth, how dare anybody do that?
It was fun for Democrats taking move-on money supplied by leftist billionaire George Soros when it savaged Republicans. Not so much fun when the poison is turned on a Democrat.
I don't know if fun's the right word to use there, Bob. But it was the right thing for MoveOn.org to do. And something else, you know, you can't hear a Republican whine without hearing about George Soros. I'm pretty connected politically, not to anybody, but I read a lot of politics, probably more than the average bear. And I don't know who George Soros is. I've never seen a picture of the man. I've never seen an interview with the man. I've seen more of Richard Mellon Scaife than I had of George Soros. And we know Scaife personally financed the impeachment. That son of a bitch personally financed impeachment. And how did he do that? You ought to know if you've been reading BarkUp.com. But he gave David Brock $80,000 to go to Arkansas, and he gave the troopers $80,000 to lie to him. So for his $160,000, he put Paula Jones on the map. That got Clinton under oath. That got impeachment rolling. It was all paid for by Richard Mellon Scaife. But the Republicans want to act like George Soros is trying to some illegal takeover here when we all know the opposite is true. Go to hell, Novak. Go to hell, Republicans. Go to hell, Richard Mellon Scaife. And go to hell to anybody who says I'm lying, because I'm not.
Kate, last Friday, my high-speed Amtrak train was abruptly canceled. All of Amtrak's Acela trains are now out of commission for several months for critical repairs. The unprofitable rail line will get $1.2 billion in federal subsidies this year. Forget Social Security. Amtrak is the first rail of American politics. The Bush administration wants to get it off the dole and let the market maintain popular routes.
Excuse me for interrupting. I need to tell you something, because this is audio. You couldn't see it, but while she was speaking, a fly flew by about 6 inches in front of her nose, and while she was speaking, her tongue flicked out between that gap and her two upper teeth, snatched that fly right out of the thin air, and she went back. Didn't miss a beat. You couldn't even tell it happened. But I got the little VCR, I slowed it down frame by frame, and I caught it. It's amazing what this reptile can do.
But too many politicians want the pork. Wasteful spending, all aboard.
Forget Social Security, the third rail is the railroad. All aboard for wasteful spending.
Jesus Christ. Third graders could be more responsible when giving their opinion about the news of the day. How do these monkeys get on TV? How is it possible? And let's talk about the wasteful spending of Amtrak. We're going to spend about $1 trillion in Iraq, getting thousands of Americans killed, tens of thousands of Americans maimed, hundreds of thousands of dead Iraqis, and it's going to cost us $1 trillion. And this nasty bitch wants to talk about $1 billion spent on something to get people to work? What the hell's wrong with this country? One of my favorite philosophers is Popeye. This is almost all I can stand. Because I almost can't stand it no more.
Mark, credit Republicans who favor investing your Social Security money in the stock market with putting their own money where their mouths are. Thanks to the Chattanooga Time Presses, we learned that Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist's campaign committee since January has lost more than $16,000 in the Bush stock market. But since 2000, the Frist campaign committee invested in a Charles Schwab mutual fund index account has lost $500,000. That's right, $500,000 in the red. Thank goodness Bill Frist has his publicly financed retirement account to ease the blow.
Summertime and the living is easy. Fish are jumping. Yeah, Bart, this is Eddie, one of your Oklahoma Pillars. I heard your comments on Jane Fonda and her predicament. And anyway, it kind of got me to thinking, and I did some checking on the internet and everything. Anyway, I found out that, of course, she was born in 1937, and so when she went to North Vietnam in 72, as you say, W and Cheney and 99% of this administration failed to do, she was 35. And so, anyway, she was 6 years younger than Henry Hyde and his, quote, youthful indiscretion. She was 5 years younger than W was when he decided to become an adult.
Eddie, that is an excellent point. And it's times like these that I kick myself that we don't have a lot more power, that we're not a big powerhouse internet website that people had to pay attention to. Because we could get a little thing started there that every time someone brings up Jane Fonda, we should say, well, now she was younger than Henry Hyde when he broke up that family by screwing that mother, the mother with the children, and he broke up her family. She was younger than that, and Henry Hyde calls that a youthful indiscretion. And George Bush the monkey was drunk until he was 40 years old, drunk and screwing everything that moved and snorting cocaine by the pound until he was 40 years old. And here's old Jane making a mistake at 32. I just don't know. It seems to me if we're going to talk about Jane Fonda, we got to talk about Henry Hyde, the home wrecker, and the Bush monkey, the cocaine snorting drunken asshole.
Jesus Christ, I just watched the news. Florida, stay away. They're going to shoot you if they don't like the way you look at them. Oh, he threatened me. They got a new goddamn bill there. A new law that Jeb Whore Bush just signed that if you feel threatened, you can pull out your concealed weapon and shoot to kill wherever you are. Damn. Don't go to Florida on vacation. Or if you do, keep your eyes on the sidewalk. Damn. I'm scared. If this bill goes anywhere else in this country, I'm going to move somewhere far away. Probably Finland or Sweden where people are sane. God damn. Fucking crazy. I hope that bill gets called unconstitutional, but then people start shooting judges. Oh, man. Where are we going? I got to look at Bart Kopp later on. I got to look at Bart Kopp so he can make me laugh as I cry. All right, Bart. Let's keep Bart Kopp going alive. Bye-bye.
Well, in a saner world or in saner times, that law would be declared unconstitutional. We can only hope that they catch it. I read just a couple of paragraphs about that, and it scared me to death. The law that I read that Jeb signed, it said, if you want to prevent a felony, you can pull out your gun and start firing. It's my not legal opinion that passing a joint to someone is a felony because it's legally considered distributing a narcotic for some goddamn idiotic reason. To this day, they still have marijuana and heroin and LSD mixed in the same category because it's listed in the doesn't have a good medical use category. So LSD, marijuana, and heroin are all lumped together, and if you pass someone a joint, they consider that distribution of a dangerous narcotic. So legally in Florida, if this law passes, if you see a kid pass a joint to his friend at a concert, you can pull out a gun and blow his brains out legally, thanks to Jeb and the religiously insane gun lobby. Jesus, you know, these people talk about this getting so bad, I'm going to leave the country. You know, up until now, that's been a lot of empty talk, but when you get to trial, it really doesn't matter. The prosecutor won't be able to introduce evidence that the guy whose brains you blew out was the guy who's currently screwing your ex-girlfriend. You know, if you just see somebody that you don't like, I find out, say my ex-girlfriend is Mary. Mary and her new boyfriend, Todd, are going to the so-and-so concert. I locate him at the concert. I have a gun. I see Todd pass a joint to Mary. I blow his brains out. And they take me to court for murder, and I say, excuse me, but there was a felony in progress, and I did my legal duty to prevent it, and the jury is going to be instructed to come back with a verdict of innocent. Like I say, when you talk about leaving the country, now we're talking about we may have to leave. What are we going to do? The whole religiously insane gun lobby taking over. If they don't like your long hair, they'll blow your brains out and say, well, I thought he was going to commit a felony because he's a long-haired hippie. We got trouble in this country. And you liberals, you doves that don't own guns, what the hell are you? Sure, you can pack up and leave, but that's only if you get out before it happens. When they kick at your front door, how are you going to come?
When they kick at your front door, how are you going to come? Put your hands on your head, on the trigger of your gun. When the law breaks in, how are you going to go? Shot down on the pavement, or waiting in death row. You can crush us, you can bruise us, but you'll have no answer to. In your life you like it well, but surely a time will come, as in heaven as in hell.
Keith in Tampa. I know you're a big fan of Zappa. You know how you put a title on every page? You could use the lyrics from Evelyn the Modified Dog from the album, I think it's One Size Fits All. Anyway, it goes, Evelyn, a modified dog. That could be one title. And then the next title could be viewed the quivering fringe of a special doily. Then another title could be Draped Across the Piano with Some Surprise. In the darkened room where the chairs dismayed and the horrible curtains muffled the rain. Curious breeze, a garlic breath that sounded like a snore somewhere from the Steinway or even from within had caused the doily fringe to waft and tremble in the gloom. Evelyn, a modified dog, having undergone further modifications, pondered the significance of short person behavior and other highly ambient domains and fractional divisions thereof. Harsh, she said. Anyway, that can make like about 10, 12 good titles for web pages, and only hardcore Zappa fans would get it, right? Keep up the good work. Keep that hammer swinging. We're going to need it in 2 years from Hillary and Wester Clark.
Well, dude, thanks for the suggestion. I'll keep that in mind, but meanwhile, I really did enjoy the singing. Anybody else wants to call in and sing, feel free. You got 2 minutes. Now, don't call in call after call after call and send me 15 minutes of singing, but a good 2 minutes, I think, is funny.
But this is Larry Flint. I was calling up just to say that I really like your web page, and I might subscribe to the radio. But time is my worst enemy right now. Anyway, that's pretty much all I had to say. But keep up the good work and keep hammering away. And I'll talk to you later sometime. Later on.
You know, Bert, you've got to admit that Bush did a little bit of good by getting rid of Saddam Hussein. Look at the facts. Saddam Hussein was never legitimately elected. He used to go around in a uniform that he never earned the right to wear, making public appearances. He had people tortured in Abu Ghraib prison, and worst of all, he invaded small defenseless Middle Eastern countries just so he could steal their oil. Now, isn't the world better off without leaders like that? That's right, I thought you'd agree.
Now, that is my idea of a perfect phone call. It was short, it was funny, it was clear, he spoke up, his diction was perfect.
That'll help some of you who are having trouble meeting your clean air requirements to do so without affecting your economies. And I want to
Americans, I tell you, it's not really tax day. Listen to this. The IRS says that they're expecting over 9 million extensions. Well, President Bush filed. Boy, he's paying $207K. Wow. Yeah. Of course, President Bush's tax return is a little different. He claims the Christian rights as dependents. He declared the 2000 election as a gift. And he tried to write off all the mileage he got out of 9/11.
Now listen, I have so much, there's so much going on in your life, in your career, that's stunning. But before we get into all that, I have to ask you, I always ask you kind of a nerdy Star Trek question, and I have to get it out of the way. I'll ask it right now.
Okay.
Which is, I read in an interview a long time ago that that Dr. McCoy, DeForest Kelly, the actor, he gave you the silent treatment for 2 years during your time together making Star Trek. 2 years he wouldn't talk to you on the set because he was furious with you. What was going on? Is that true, first of all?
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't. I was a friend. I wanted to be his friend.
Yeah, and he was mad at you. Why was he so mad at you?
He got angry easily.
Mm-hmm.
And it was over his dog.
His dog? What happened?
He walked his dog every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And he came in one morning to the makeup room and he was crying.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens. My dog is dead.
What?
Exactly. That was my reaction. What happened? So I was walking my little, chihuahua.
Mm-hmm.
I was walking my little chihuahua and she got off the leash and she started running around in the grass and hit a sprinkler head and dropped dead.
I've never heard of that. Hit a sprinkler head and dropped dead?
You see what that reaction was?
People laughed.
That's what I did.
You laughed.
He didn't talk to me for 2 years.
He was good. Oh my God, he must have been furious. Did he act like McCoy in that moment and look up from the dog and go, "Jim, he's dead"? Did he do that?
He tried to give the dog mouth to mouth.
Oh God, so you laughed? When someone comes in and they're crying and they tell you their dog died,
but
you have to try not to laugh.
Their dog. I think Dobermans are a dog.
Right.
A Chihuahua is a rat.
Behold, children, the majesty of Springfield Glacier.
What happened to the glacier? It's nearly melted. Oh, this must be due to global warming.
Young lady, the federal government's position on global warming is that it does not exist. This glacier's doing just fine.
No, it isn't. It's a lump of slush. Look at it.
I have a little girl just like you at home. That's where she stays. At home. You mean you're walking on the glacier?
Whatever!
They have so much anger, the Republicans, and they have no place to put it because they control everything now. For them to complain now, it's like Don King complaining he doesn't control enough of boxing. They control the House. They control the Senate. They control the White House, the courts. So there's nothing left for them. So what are they? Activist judges, Jay. Activist judges, which is a code word for what? Gay. It is, because the activist judges want gay. They have this obsession with what they call the gay agenda. You know what? We both used to live in West Hollywood when we were young men. Not like that. You know what the gay agenda is? Starbucks at 8, tanning salon at 9, workout at 10. Right. That's the gay agenda.
Of the successful Iraqi elections, President Bush's job approval rating has jumped up to 57%, or as high school teachers call it, an F. Al Franken said this week that he will consider running for a Senate seat in Minnesota in 2008. Franken would be the first SNL alum to hold office since last year when Tracy Morgan declared himself the mayor of scores. We'll be right back.
right wing is built on anger. They run everything now. So where does the anger go?
Well,
you remember that, I guess it was a few months, maybe it was during the election when Linda Ronstadt was singing in Las Vegas.
Right.
I think it was at the Aladdin.
Right, and she made a statement.
She just off the top of her head dedicated a song to Michael Moore, and half the audience, there were conservatives, tipped drinks over, they threw the tables down, they stormed out of the room. They made less of a fuss in that town when the lion ate Roy. They're just angry. You know, they're angry. Right-wing hate radio is built on impotent rage.
Right.
It's built on you, white guy in a car. You know, you're being screwed over by the tree huggers and the feminazis and the teachers unions and the French, whoever. They have more enemies than that woman Robert Blake killed.
You are listening to Bart Cop Radio at BartCop.com. Keeper of the Democratic Jewels.
Well, there you had it, show 74. It was an extra long show, so that would increase your odds of liking something. I'd like to thank all the readers and all the subscribers and all the people who dropped the occasional check in the mail for keeping us afloat. We love to stay afloat. First thing I'm going to do is get to work on show 75, try to make it better than 74. And I'm also going to take the occasional ride out to the Cherokee Casino, probably every 2 weeks, and see how long I can hold my title as the smartest man in Oklahoma. At some point, I predict, hopefully before I go, that I will one day be able to play poker in Oklahoma. I hope that someday before I go, I will lose my title as the smartest man in Oklahoma, hopefully to a poker manager at a local casino. So this is Bart. I'm going to close with a closing shot of Chinooko. See you next show.